Hello and welcome to another 9-minute Bible study. Our starting point, Acts chapter 10, verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, what words? When he said that through his name, whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sin. What happened at that moment when Peter said those words? Those who were listening to him, what? Believed in the gospel message. They were saved. The next part of verse 44. The Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. This is important that we understand this point. At the end of verse 43, the people in Cornelius' household, they believed in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection. In order to receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost, one must first believe in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection. Now what happens? Literally a split second later, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. In short, they were baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now, why is things happening this way in this chapter? Keep in mind that salvation for the Gentiles is still a new concept. Nobody outside of the room where Peter is preaching even knows about this. This will not become public until after Peter leaves Caesarea. So what we are seeing here is the first time the gospel is going to the Gentiles. Now, Peter, it has been revealed to him that the Gentiles can be saved. But there was a group of Jewish believers who came along with Peter who were of the mind that salvation was only for the Israelites, the Jews, those who were circumcised according to the Old Testament law. Now, if Cornelius and company would have said immediately, "We're saved, we believe," those nice little people who traveled with Peter would still be doubting this. They would be saying, "No, according to our doctrine, according to our statement of faith, this is not true." The Holy Spirit has to do this way in order to convince all the Jews in the room, not just Peter, but his traveling party, that what just happened was of God. Verse 45. For they of the circumcision which believed were astonished or shocked, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. So why did this happen this way? Because the Father needed to convince all the Jewish believers in the room that salvation was for the Gentiles. And when these Jewish believers saw Cornelius and his household speak in tongues as the Spirit gave utterance, their jaws dropped to the ground. Why? Because now they realize something that literally shocked them. Salvation was for all. Up to that moment, this traveling party that went with Peter, they were of the mind, "No way. Why are we here? Let's get out of here as quickly as possible." Now, what? Salvation is for the who? The Gentiles? Yes, God had to send the message loud and clear. This moment will be even referred to in Acts 15. This is a clear, defining moment in the history of the church. Anyone can become a believer in Jesus, verse 46. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. they heard them speak with tongues. Now we have the proof. Anyone can be saved. Now, usually you don't see the baptism in the Holy Ghost before water baptism. It can happen that way. Obviously, it happened here. But what Peter did next establishes the doctrine. Verse 46, the last part of the verse. Then Peter answered, "Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?" What is Peter saying here? They need to be baptized in water. We are establishing that water baptism is for all believers. Now, would the people who went with Peter would have agreed to them being baptized into water had they not yet first been baptized with the Holy Ghost? Probably not. They would not have believed it. But now that they have seen the proof, Peter, they need to be baptized. And these traveling party members of Peter, probably with their jaws still on the ground, they consent to these people being baptized. And he commanded them, verse 48, to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed or asked they him to tarry certain days. Now, what have we seen as the flow of the chapter? We have seen the Holy Spirit lead Peter to the house of Cornelius. He reveals first to Peter that salvation is for all. Peter preaches the same basic gospel message in Acts 10 that he preached in Acts chapter 2. Salvation through a faith in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection. Then what happened? The Gentiles believed just like those who were Jewish in Acts chapter 2 believed. They were baptized with water. They received the baptism in the Holy Ghost. And let me add something. Cornelius was not an apostle, yet he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Which is saying what? That baptism in the Holy Ghost is for the rank and file members of the church. And not just Cornelius. Everyone in the room were baptized in the Holy Ghost. Now, this tells us that this is for all who believe. Not just apostles and prophets, but for the rank and file church member, regardless of race, ethnicity, or nationality. This becomes one of the key chapters in the entire New Testament because this establishes that anyone can be saved. One other point. Now we can see the gospel as the final part of Jesus' plan at the beginning of the book of Acts come into being to the uttermost parts of the earth. The gospel going throughout the world. And we will pick up with this in our next lesson.